reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here with me, I have Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Yeah, of course, the pleasure is all ours. And then, as the ritual of this program goes, please introduce yourself very briefly.
Sure. My name is Sayyid Mustafa, and I've lived in different parts of the world, but I'm originally from Pakistan, and I'm a student here in Qom, and I'm studying psychology here in Hawza.
Assalamu alaikum, our dear listeners, and my dear host, and dear brother here. It's an honor for me to be here again at Back to Reality. I am Bita, and I'm studying at one of the Tehran's university, and I'm studying medicine, by the way, and an honor for me to be here.
So wish both of you luck and success.
Thank you.
And
so
happy
much.
For you to be here. Well, human beings are so interesting, complicated, and they are enigmatic creatures because, you know, most of the time do things that they know they're wrong, but still they justify themselves. Like I read this text in a literary book, which was so interesting. It was actually a sort of supplication book, but then in a literary mode it has been put. The person who was writing that supplication was actually saying that, oh, God, forgive me for all the sins that I do, and I justify that with the power of my brain. The thing that you have given me, through that, I justify the sins that I do with the body that you have given me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everything is from you, and still I am being ungrateful to whatever blessing you have given to me.
You know, the thing here is exactly the keyword justify.
Yeah.
I think the biggest sin that human beings commit is that they are justifying the sins that they are committing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the biggest sin because you are telling yourself that, okay, if I did this, I had these reasons and excuses and this and that.
It's not much of a big deal. I just have lied.
Exactly. You are minimizing whatever you are doing. And this is so
which is so dangerous.
Dangerous, exactly. Yeah. And this is what we do in everyday life. We lie, we backbite. These are the sins that are so bad that are considered as the biggest sins in our religion.
But we have done them
but
so much
we
that
do it
we
as
don't
a
get
routine,
how horrible
you know?
They are.
We gather together and we feel like, oh, we have to talk about someone.
Yeah.
We have to warm up. And it happens in women specifically because we have our brother here. I think we are wondering.
No, don't put it into gender,
I believe that women do this more than men because they have more time to do this. Or I think
men,
that
no, because
they have
they
men,
are more
men
detailed.
Commit,
yeah,
we
yeah,
substitute.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. And
so that's because
is,
women
yeah.
actually are prone
yeah, pay
to,
attention
details
to details
more.
I do agree with
so
that.
So now, joking aside, we do minimalize the sins that we do, or let's just say we don't take them so seriously.
Yeah, and a lot of these sins, they cause serious problems in our lives, right? We may not realize it. For example, making fun of someone else or doing ghibat can lead to huge problems. For example, it can lead to divorce. It can lead to fights within families, right? We see them as being small, but then when the consequence comes in front of us, that's when it hits us.
They're not as trivial as they seem to be.
They're definitely not trivial. They can cause huge problems.
Exactly.
Huge problems.
Yeah. I think facing these consequences in this world is something good, you know, because it's kind of like a reminder to you that, oh my gosh, look at it. It's a big sin. But most of the time, I think we don't face these consequences in this world.
Yeah.
This is why we do it. This is why
you
we
see,
repeat it.
There's one point we have to get it straight. But then I'd ask you the question to think about it and then we'd go for the break. So what are the things that are going to be considered as the consequences of belittling our sins?
Thank you.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So welcome back. This is Back to Reality. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I'm Asma. Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa are helping us with the topic of actually belittling our sins and the consequences of our sins. So what happens when I do belittle and think very low of the sins that I have done? Even trivial sins might lead to a great, great consequences.
Right. I think one of the consequences can be that it becomes habitual. It becomes normal for us to do those things.
And this normalization is the most awful thing that might happen to a person.
Definitely. And, you know, the example I would like to give is, for, I have this glass in front of me, and if there was like a spot of like dirt on it, inside of it, I would not drink from it.
Yeah.
However, these sins that we're talking about, something that seems small to us, they're just like a small piece of dirt inside our soul, right? We want to get rid of it. We don't want to have even a small amount of dirt in us. But we don't feel it all the time. And then it can turn into something big. It will turn into a fight with a family member, into a friend.
Yeah.
You become angry. And in very extreme cases, it can lead to like people going to jail, for example.
Yeah.
Destroying your own life with others.
Even killing a human being. I don't know if you have seen some movies like that. In past, in cultural families, in those domestic areas, like in villages or whatever, when they said something about their girls, they used to kill their girls for just a small trivial things that has been spread out there about their children. So they used to just kill an innocent person for something that has been mentioned by people.
You know, it reminds me of this butterfly effect that we all are aware of, which, you know, butterfly flaps its wings and, you know, it's going to happen in a storm in another region of the world. And this is exactly the same about oversimplifying the sins that we are committing. Okay, human beings are different. We have different genes, different environment that we were born in. And all of these will affect you. And there is a high probability in some people for committing sins, committing crimes. Specifically about killing someone that we talked about. Okay, so there are other factors than the will that you have, the inner things. You have physical aspects too. Okay, and when you commit a sin like backbiting, like lying, like talking about someone, like showing your hatred about someone, it will lead to actually putting a feeling in yourself, in your heart, that will lead you to bad things, to really, really severe crimes that we see. Okay? I think this fact about human beings that exists, like we think we are innocent. We think like, for example, killing someone is really far away from me. Okay?
Yeah.
And this mindset that, no, this is really far away from me. This is not my personality.
It is far, far from me.
Yeah, exactly. It's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you will find yourself somewhere that you cannot believe.
And just as we were talking about different sins, and the most common sin, I guess, is talking behind other people's back.
It is.
Well, it might seem so trivial, but unfortunately the thing that happens is you're smearing another person's repute by a slander, by something that might not be even true. So the thing is that people's idea and perception of that person is going to change. And maybe that person, maybe you're changing the future of that person unconsciously, even without you being aware of that. So this is not going to be considered just as a sentence you said it in a group of people for fun, for whatever. No, it's going to change the destiny of people, maybe.
Definitely. Every small action can change the entire course of our lives. Like you're saying, it has a butterfly effect. And, you know, when you say negative things about someone else, that person, if they're talking about someone else, then they're willing to talk about you as well, right? Like, let's say if I were to say bad things about someone else in front of me right now, that means that I could say bad things about you as well.
Yeah,
right?
That's very true.
And that actually says a lot about my own character, right?
Yeah.
You're almost like bringing your own self down where you're talking bad about others, for example, or doing any of these things. You're harming your own self as much as maybe you're harming someone else as well. That's another aspect to this.
So what about when I say, okay, I have been oppressed and I'm talking behind this person or that person just because I have no other one to seek refuge. So Let's keep it in here. Think about this question and then we'd be back. Yes, we said that sometimes I do things under this pretext that, okay, I am talking behind that person's back because they have been a source of oppression to me, and they're doing me too much of wrong. So I'm just talking behind them in order to solve an issue. You know, the sort of justifications
we bring for ourselves. Yeah, you're justifying yourself because it's a revenge. You know, you're taking revenge from that person because you did this to me, because you were mean to me, because that I'm doing that too. Okay, what does that mean? You know, you're justifying yourself, and that's just
so we
not
talked
good.
About the consequences of all this belittling thing that we do, and the first one was that it becomes habitual. Another thing, I suppose, is going to be the fact that, and then you said that the other, if we think of it in a larger scale, we're actually harming our own selves and we're destroying our own lives because, as you just said, unconsciously, I do something to other people, but then it would be the tables are going to turn against me at the end of the day if we look at it that way.
And, you know, in English we say what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you're doing to other people, they'll do to you as well. And also just imagine how much energy, how much time you're wasting on these things, right? Where you could have been focusing on something else to become a better human being, learn something. You're just focusing on, like, destroying others and yourself, right, through these type of sins. So why not just focus on yourself and becoming better?
Exactly. Right? Yeah, and then also there are some people who wouldn't be so fastidious in the prayers they do. I'm just bringing an example, actually. So this is also another sin, not to pray according to what you've been asked to do. Then Imam Sadr alayhi salam, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm wrong, then you can correctify me. Imam Sadr alayhi salam says, "لَن تَنَالُ شَفَاعَتُنَا مَنْ اسْتَخَفَّ بِالصَّلَاةِ." So there are some people who might think of this very thing that, okay, they're not just practicing their prayers, but actually what happens is that it is more than just not going for your prayers.
It is actually
blackening your own heart because you're not devoting a special time for your personal relationship with Allah, and you're not thanking Him for the blessings that He has given you, and you're not asking Him for leading you into the truthful path of the way of your life. So as you see, the translation of the narration that I just mentioned was that we're not going to be help you in the afterlife if you are not going to do your prayers.
Yeah.
So the people who are hoping for Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam's kindness, they have to be practicing their prayers in this world as well.
Sure.
So this is just for praying. Now just imagine we have more of narrations and more of words regarding not to do trivial sins and think that, okay, it's okay, I'm not doing much of a sin, it's not going to affect me.
So the other thing that I want to add to whatever we talked up to here is that just don't justify yourself.
Yeah.
And don't forget that the best revenge is self-development. That's it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, and I would just say that as well, is that be honest with yourself, be honest with others, and seek God's help
in
being better.
That's all. I guess that's the gist of what we wanted to talk in today's episode. And thank you for staying with us until another session. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي ما rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.